My name's Paul Murphy, and over the last two decades, one thing has constantly intrigued me. How do we get a consistent flow of targeted traffic to generate incredible profits and at the same time set up processes and systems that remove all the stresses and headaches that come with online marketing? Together, we will discover the unknown strategies that exist right now on how to set up powerful marketing systems that allow us to turn our businesses around fast and give us the power to not live life on someone else's terms that we never signed up for in the first place, but have the lives we always dreamed of. Traffic's the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions. Now, on with today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Paul here. So I want to do something on the podcast, something that I don't think I've done. And it's basically air my own thoughts as I'm thinking through something so that you guys can obviously, if you're having similar thoughts on similar topics, you can sort of follow along and it'll help you think through it, right? So it's not kind of me giving you my opinion, although I kind of am because I'm kind of just thinking about it aloud, right? And so my opinions are involved, but I'm kind of just going to go through it. So I saw a TikTok on, was it a TikTok or a YouTube short, where Russell Brunson was talking about Alex Hormozi. And he was saying, look, they're both in the same space, but what Hormozi does is he will, basically his business model is to give a load of stuff away for free and then invest in businesses. And Brunson says he doesn't agree with that because basically then people resent you, right? And I had a friend who had a similar situation a few years ago where he was in freight forwarding and he had a situation where they had a partnership with somebody, won't mention names or anything, but again, obviously then that person was not really doing anything, but they had a third of the business and they had to buy them out and they resented them. And that's kind of right. And the way to combat that in that specific short was what you do is you say like invest $100,000, then it, you know, I help you take off the company, and then obviously I get 10% of the company, but to stop all the resentment, give me another 100,000, and then you just, you know, you're out, right? And then that way everybody's happy and they'll work with you again. So that just got my brain juices flowing because there's a few things I've been thinking about in the future, some kind of like ideas that I've had about starting some businesses. And I listened to this one podcast about 2 years ago where it said, do you like launching businesses or running businesses? And I like the idea of launching businesses, right? I like the idea of kind of imparting my vision and then allowing people to run it. And I've never done that, right? I've always been kind of forefront of my own businesses. But obviously, you know, now I've developed a little bit of wealth, I'm kind of thinking about the ideas. And I was thinking about it just now, and I was like kind of thinking about all the different ideas, and I was thinking, how would I go about this, and how would it be win-win for everybody, right? So I kind of just wanted to kind of air my thoughts, because I think, and again, these are not tried and tested, these ideas, these are just thoughts coming out of my head, right? This is literally as I think them. So I was taking the Brunson thing, and I was thinking, that's a great idea, but that's not what I want to do. And then I was thinking about the idea of maybe getting somebody, so maybe kind of doing like on a minor scale, angel investing. So I.e. like looking for businesses that need a little bit of money, right? Like I'm not a multi-millionaire. I've got a few million. So maybe 10, 20 or up to $100,000 would probably be my investment into a company. Because if I invest in 10 companies at 100,000, I'm a million in. One or two or three of them will probably take off, right? And those ones will obviously not only get me my money back, but obviously hopefully 10x my money. And if I'm smart and I know what I'm doing, right? So that's the thing. So I was thinking, right, okay, so somewhere between 10 to 100,000 is what I'd invest. And then I was thinking, right, well, how do I go about it? So the first idea was I could angel invest. So I could basically go to a company and I could say, look, I'll give you the money. You've got the ideas. You need capital. Here's 100,000. I take whatever percentage of the business, whatever, you know, is agreed, is it worth? And then obviously that way, obviously would potentially down the road, we could have a buyout clause. So we could say like in 1 to 3 years, maybe you could say, you could have an option to buy me out at whatever the market value of the company is in 1 to 3 years. And that way, obviously, that doesn't create any resentment. Like, they give up a percentage of the company, but they know it's only for a limited period of time. And I think that would be quite a win-win, right? So that's the first thing. But then I was thinking, okay, what other ways could I do this, right? What other ways round this could work? And again, I don't know companies that have done this. I'd probably research them and find out, you know, who's done this, what works, because I'm a big fan of kind of not reinventing the wheel too much. But again, these were just ideas coming into my head. So another idea I thought of was, well, how about I, because we have marketing skills, right? So how about I invest the money and the idea, okay? Because I've got like a million ideas, right? And then what I could do is I could basically get somebody who is a CEO to run the company, right? And let's say I want to give up a maximum of, say, 40% of my business. That person, obviously, to start with, they'd be on a salary, right? But they could work their way up to getting 40% of the business, right? Now, that person as a CEO would take on their own staff. They'd run the company. So it'd almost be like angel investing. There'd be zero resentment because that person's now incentivized as a shareholder of the company, but it's not their company. It's my company, right? And it's my vision. So all I would need for that to work would be the vision in itself. And of course, I could obviously put that out to people and say, look, do you have a vision? I want to start a company. If you want to start a company as a CEO, but you have a vision, but you don't want all that kind of risk, you know, come to me. So you could kind of like put it in such a way that you're starting a company, you could bring a CEO on, and that way the CEO knows that they're a CEO, but they're going to end up being a partner. Right. And actually, nothing really changes here. You don't need to have a buyout clause because it's always going to be your company. In fact, you could, if you wanted to, after 3 or 4 years, you could offer the CEO a chance to buy the company over, for instance, like a no money down, but they could buy it over 5-10 years from you. So if you wanted out, right, and you didn't want to obviously just sell your part of the company and stitch the CEO up or anything like that, you could offer the CEO, say, look, the company, we started the company at $100,000. It's now worth $10 million. I want you to pay me that $10 million, but I want you to pay me $1 million a year over the next 10 years. I get a nice pension or whatever it is out of it. He doesn't have to pay me now, but he can just pay me out of the money that he's making in the profits. So I was thinking of that would be a pretty good idea, a pretty good way to do that. And then that way, obviously, I never have to sell if I don't want to. The CEO is always happy, right? Because he's now a CEO at 43% of a company that I started and it's my company. So it's not like he resents me. He loves me, or she loves me, should I say, in theory. I mean, obviously, I don't know, but this is kind of like what I'm thinking. The only difference with that versus the other model is that I've got the vision. But again, there's obviously ways around getting somebody else's vision, or, you know, finding out, you know, teaming up with somebody who wants to, you know, probably has some ideas, but doesn't want to start a company. There's probably people out there that want to do that, right? And then that way you slowly bring them into becoming a partner in the company, which they'll love you for, because obviously they're going to be getting like percentage of profits, percentage of the company. And again, you get to control that as well, because obviously if they're a CEO and you give them 10% and the company's not growing that much, you don't have to give them that much more. But if they kind of, you set some goals and they smash it, then you give them more and you bring them more into line with how you do that. So yeah, I don't know, I don't know whether that's a smart move, right? And I'm kind of, like I say, I literally just thought of this and I was thinking, like, how would this work? And I was also, that's why I wanted to do a podcast, because I thought, well, you guys will maybe thinking about this. Like, what do you do if you want to start a business? Now, the other thing you can do is perhaps get somebody to front the vision and the money, right? And you say to them, look, I'll give you a guarantee. I heard somebody say this. Now, again, I haven't really thought this through, but this didn't appeal to me as much, but I'll put it out there so you guys can obviously think about it, right? But you kind of say to somebody, look, you front the idea, you front the company, you front the money, right? We go 50-50 or whatever percentage you agree on, but I will guarantee your investment, right? So I will say you put up 100,000, I will guarantee that investment plus whatever tax you had to pay on that, right? And then that way you've got zero risk, right? Now, again, this didn't appeal to me as much because as far as I'm concerned, if I'm starting like 1 to 10 companies, bearing in mind, I'm not running these companies, right? I'm kind of the vision leader. And I'll be, you know, I'll be attending a few meetings per year and things like that. But they're going to be left to run this company. So I can run, I can start a few, right? I can start 5 to 10 of these companies. In theory, again, I don't know what the logistics are really. But in theory, I can start 10 companies. And if I did that with this way, I wouldn't have to have any risk, right? But I would have risk, obviously, it doesn't work. But obviously, the parameters in that are, obviously, when you start that company with somebody, you agree with them what they're going to achieve and what they're going to deliver. And, you know, what you can do is you can do a small test, like 5,000, 10,000, you know, to see whether the market responds to it before you go down that route, right? You could say, like, for instance, I've got this idea, I'm going to test it, it's working. Now I want to bring in a CEO and everything. And, you know, they front the money, but I will guarantee the risk if they do the work, right? So obviously, like, it's kind of like contractual on what they do. And obviously, but they wouldn't front that money and not do the work because it kind of gives them some skin in the game. Whereas if you brought a CEO on my first idea, that CEO might not be as invested because they haven't given you any money, right? So it's kind of like there's obviously some downsides to all options. So that way you would have them invested with their energy and their money, and you would give them the money back guarantee. But obviously they're going to have to give it a go. And if they don't, they don't get the guarantee, right? Because obviously that's, you can't just give them like a no holds barred where they invest money and just don't do anything, right? It'd obviously have to be give it a go and you know, have a time frame and all that sort of stuff. So that is kind of something, again, like I'm just thinking that through now. And that does seem quite appealing. And again, it could either be me with the vision or them with the vision in that scenario. But if it was them with the vision, then probably it would be worth just doing a little test with the market either way of, you know, 5 or 10,000 just to see if the market responds before you go all in with the guarantee and everything. Because in this instance, obviously, there's risks at stake, right? I'm going to be like putting $100,000 in and they're going to be putting $100,000 in, and we want to make sure that it's kind of a viable option. And in fact, in most of these scenarios, we could probably do a market test. So yeah, so this is kind of like, this is my thought process, and I'm kind of thinking if there's a third option, you know, would it be worth? Yeah, I can't think of a third option. Actually, a fourth option, because that is the third option. So yeah, I can't. Is there a fourth option? So the first option, obviously, would be to just do angel investing, take a percentage, and maybe have a buyout clause in 1 to 3 years. And that way everybody's happy, right? And then after that 3 years, if they don't want to buy out, you keep the 10%, right? Obviously, the company's doing really well. They do really well. And if the company isn't doing really well, then obviously they're probably not going to want to buy you out, right? But then that's kind of a loss, right? It's kind of like we've given it a go at 100,000. So we'd have to do a bit of research, make sure the company's what we think is going to do really well. Obviously, there's no way of knowing for sure that it's all risk with business, but with this, obviously, we could have that buyout clause in 3 years. Second option is to kind of do the same thing but get a CEO, right? Get a CEO, own the company, have the vision. The CEO is a CEO, right? They know they don't own the company, but we slowly increase their percentage, we start slowly make them a partner, we slowly reward them for doing an amazing job. They run the company, they get rewarded, they become a massive partner. Then obviously, if we want out, we might not ever want out. We might want to stay the company. We might want to stay with the company. But as the company grows, the CEO can obviously buy out the company at whatever the value is over a sort of no money down situation. And again, there's kind of other things you could probably think of around that. They could probably give me a lump sum if they've made enough money. If they want to, they could probably choose not to, or we could just sell my part of the company and get someone in, or they could sell their part of the company, we get another CEO. All those sorts of things, obviously, there's so many variables, right? And I need to kind of just know what is likely to happen before I do it, just because, you know, anything you haven't thought of is probably going to come and hit you in the face, right? So you have to kind of really think about it. So yeah, those things, and then the third option would be to get the CEO and the person to front the money with a guarantee proviso, obviously get the work done. That way, you know, again, they're invested, they're really invested, and you've kind of got that skin in the game. Because people, when people pay, they pay attention, right? So no matter what scenario you're in, if people pay, they pay attention. So you want people, you know, you want to think about that. Like when you're taking people on, like obviously, are they really invested? And that's kind of what I want to think about. If I get a CEO in for a company and I pay them a wage, they might not be very good, right? I might have done all the checks, but they might not be exactly what I want. They might not be very good. Whereas if they've paid for the company, they're invested, right? But then having said that, the resentment thing can still come in, right? Because if they've paid it, I give them a guarantee and I'm a part owner, they now are doing all the work and I'm getting 50%, right? Even though, you know, obviously they're going to get paid back for their loan out of the company if it's a success, right? So the company kind of does that. But then I'm now, you know, I probably need to do the three-year thing as well, give them a buyout clause, because if I don't, they're going to end up resenting me. I mean, you can just obviously carry on running it and then they can kind of negotiate with you as time goes on. But, you know, again, it kind of falls back into the same as the first category. Right, it's a jumbled mess of thoughts. Hopefully that's given you guys some ideas, like what, you know, if you're thinking about starting a business, how are you going to think about this? And this is obviously for those with a bit of money. Like if you've got doing some angel investing, like how are you going to go about it? What are you going to think about? What ideas can you impart before, you know, what different doors can you go down and what things can happen? And that was kind of why I wanted to do this, because I wanted to get my thoughts out and so I can listen to this episode again, right? And obviously for you guys, so you can listen to it. So hopefully that in itself is a win-win episode. So yeah, that's it for this episode. Again, I'll be dipping in every now and then. I just thought I'd share this one with you. Have a great day and I'll catch you soon. If you are tired of paying for ads that do not deliver and you need to reach a super targeted audience, driving them direct to your products and services with free, targeted, evergreen traffic on Google and YouTube, then our Gold membership is designed specifically to help you get results fast by claiming your first free Google ads. Now, the great thing is that your first 2 weeks are completely free. To get started, head over to iservefirst.com. That's iservefirst.com. Links in the show notes. And you'll be able to start driving 100% free targeted traffic to your business today.